This week we'll hear from Alexei and how he took the same photo 136 times. Also, Benjamin wonders how to replicate the style of film noir. This episode is supported by Jimdo.com, the amazingly quick and flexible way to build a professional website for your business or your personal projects. Show off your photography in style and build your website for free. If you want to upgrade, save 20% on your first year with the Pro and Business packages with discount code TOPFLOOR at Jimdo.com/TOPFLOOR. That's Jimdo.com/TOPFLOOR and use checkout code TOPFLOOR. This is Tips from the Top Floor, episode 811 for Thursday, February the 22nd, 2018. Tips from the top floor, tips from the top, all right, from the top floor. Good morning, this is Chris, and you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor, the longest running photography on the planet, coming to you from the Viewfinder Villa right outside the gates of Hanover. And I just realized I said good morning because it's good morning. It's a good morning here in the Viewfinder Villa. The sun is shining. It is just one of those days. You know, after the winter, well, it's still technically still winter, but after a couple of gray months that do have an influence on my mood. Not as much as I was afraid of, but it's getting a bit worse every year. And there's this winter, well, it's not a slump. It's more of a, I don't know, a wish that the light comes back, because that's good for the mood, but it's also good for photography. Light just changes everything. Light is the key to photography. And it took me time to learn that. It really took me time to learn that, which brings me to the TFTTF Desert Island Challenge. Tom took it up. Thank you, Tom. The challenge I gave out last episode was the deciding for a focal length, sticking with it for an entire weekend, and then posting your favorite picture from that. I will extend this today because, and it's not quite a challenge this time. It's more of an exercise, but it goes nicely with the TFTTF Desert Island theme, which is, by the way, the hashtag TFTTF Desert Island. And it's an exercise that I have given out here before, but it's always worth reiterating, and it is worth reiterating for one simple reason. If I tried to pinpoint the very moment when I turned from someone who owned a camera into being a photographer, it is this very exercise. This is what changed my life. And let me bring the desert island back in. Okay, here's how this goes. Imagine you're on a small desert island with your camera, and there's not a lot of variety for you to shoot. So you take a picture of the same thing day in and day out, at least once a week, and maybe it's a tree that you pass on your way from one side of the island to the other, or maybe it's the hut you live in, or maybe it's that rock formation that sits on the side of the island and you can conveniently see from a window in your hut. The point is, you take that same picture over time, in summer, in spring, in fall, in winter, in the morning, in the evening, when it rains, when the sun is out, when there's a thunderstorm brewing, when it's foggy, when the sun is low in the sky, when the sun is high in the sky, when it's morning, noon, evening, or even at night, you take that shot. Again, every other day or at least once a week. And you can even cheat and make it really simple for you. Just shoot out of your kitchen window so you don't even have to go outside for this. It's really simple. And Of course, on your little desert island, you miraculously have a power outlet and an internet connection. So you upload each of those pictures into an album that you put somewhere in the cloud. And over time, you revisit the photos you took and you look at them side by side. The same thing on all of those photos, but looking very different depending on the light. Depending on where the sun was, depending on if there were clouds, depending on the time of day, depending on the direction of the light, depending on how diffuse the light was, how warm the light was, how cool the light was, and so on and so on. This is an ongoing exercise. It's not a quick win. It'll take weeks and months. For me, to flip that switch in my head, it took half a year. And let me tell you the truth behind this. I came across this exercise completely by accident. Because the reason I shot those same pictures over and over wasn't that I knew that this way I would learn about how light is the most important thing in a photo. It was because I used it to test lenses. That's why I took the same shot of the same building, right, from my bathroom window. Over and over again, same photo. And I didn't even have those photos in an album. I had them scattered over my entire image library. And only when I had several of them on the screen to compare lens quality, only then I noticed that there was such an enormous difference in the light situations and what difference that made to the visual appeal of those shots and to the mood of the shots and to the story of the shots. Only then did I pull all of them together and looked at them closer. And that's how this whole thing came together. In hindsight, that is one of the big few epiphanies that made me a photographer. That's when I can truly say, wow, this changed everything. So I want you to try the same. And again, it's as simple as it gets. Create an album. Start taking that same picture repeatedly in different conditions. Maybe it's something on your way to work. Maybe it's something you can see out of window in the place you live. Take that same photo in different conditions and throw them in that album. And over time, build a little library of different lighting conditions. And then if you have a few in there, then you post a link to Twitter with the hashtag TFTTF Desert Island. TFTTF Desert Island. Now, someone who has done this exact thing and just sent me an email, it's Alexei. And this just arrived this morning. He wrote, "Hi, Chris. Thanks for the show. In one of the episodes, you talked about a lighting exercise. I tried it and for half a year was shooting one place in random lighting conditions. No artistic goals, just snaps of one spot." That's exactly the way I want this. There's nothing artistic about this. This is just snaps of one spot. "This experience helped me a lot and changed my habits and expectations. Thank you." And then he links to a gallery with those photos. I'll put those online. It's a Google album. I'll put the link in the show notes. Alexei, I hope you're okay with this, because I think it's really, really important. Then he writes, "Maybe they will be useful for your listeners, or you'll get advice how to do this exercise better. Hope I could give something back to you." Alexei, you did. I'm very proud of you. This is exactly the thing that I had in mind, and you've done this without even me asking for it in this. Well, I'm doing it right now, and I did it in a past episode. But the important thing is you've did this over half a year, and you repeatedly took the same picture. I realize where it is. It's in Moscow, so I guess you live in Moscow or you work in Moscow, and it's the, which is it? Some ministry, some big, recognizable building of some ministry in Moscow. Looks a bit like the Chrysler building from the style. So I know this building, and seeing this in all those different lighting conditions was just great. Gave me a big smile. So Alexei, thank you for sharing this. Again, the link to Alexei's gallery is in the show notes. And if you want to participate, put all those images over time in a gallery and Twitter the link with the hashtag TFTTF Desert Island. This week's episode is brought to you by Jimdo.com. Jimdo is the one-stop shop for you to build your website, no matter if for your business, for a personal project, for your blog, or for your photography portfolio. It's also one of the fastest ways for you to get started without any prior knowledge. Choose one of the professional designs, upload your photos and copy, and you're done. But it's not just your own website. You can easily add a shop, and if you're in the EU, that is, by the way, legally compliant. It's simple to add a blog. I've even seen people use Jimdo to post their own podcasts. Yep, you don't need to learn HTML or CSS. It's a WYSIWYG interface. What you see is what you get, and it supports a mobile-first approach. Your site will look amazing on all sorts of screen sizes, from your smartphone up to a big desktop computer. You don't even need a computer to build your website. You can do everything right from their app on your iOS or Android smartphone. To get started, you can build a free Jimdo website, and you can keep that free site. But then, if you want to enable full features and get your own custom domain and email address, their pro package comes at just €5 a month. That's about half of the price that the major competitors take. And not just that, Jimdo also has cut a special deal for all you friends of the top floor, FOTTF. If you use code TOPFLOOR on checkout, you get 20% off your first year of Jimdo Pro or Jimdo Business. Go to jimdo.com/topfloor to find out more and to get 20% off your first year of Jimdo Pro or Jimdo Business. That's jimdo.com/topfloor and offer code TOPFLOOR on checkout. And by the way, if you've built a photography website with Jimdo, send me the link and I will do a review in one of the next episodes of this podcast. jimdo.com/topfloor, and I thank them so much for their support. And of course, also make sure to send in your questions to the show. I'll answer one right after this segment. And the way you do this is by recording it on your smartphone. Just use any voice recording app that you like. And then send it to voice@tfttf.com. That's voice@tfttf.com. I want to hear from you.
Hey Chris, this is Benjamin from Munich. I am a long-time listener of your show, and now it's finally time for me to participate in your show by asking a question. For the new year, I have started a photo project around film noir. Mainly that should be portraits in black and white that have a dark, sinister atmosphere to them. I have already assembled quite some props, scouted for locations and models amongst my friends. And I have a ton of questions. Do you have any tips for the photo shooting itself? How should I approach that? How do I deal with the models? What about lighting? I will mainly be using available light and my speed lights that I can use off camera. Lastly, do you have any recommendation when it comes to post-processing to really match that style? Thank you in advance and keep up the great work.
Hey, Benjamin, thank you so much for the questions again. How to deal with models, lighting with available light and speed lights and the post processing to get the style right. Well, let's first of all look a bit into the history. What is film noir? And I've pulled up a very good Wikipedia entry on this. And what they say is film noir is a cinematic term used primarily to describe stylish Hollywood crime dramas, particularly such that emphasize cynical attitudes and sexual motivations. Hollywood's classical film noir period is generally regarded as extending from the early 1940s to the late 1950s. Film noir of this era is associated with low-key black and white visual style that has roots in German expressionist cinematography. Many of the prototypical stories and much of the attitude of classic noir derive from the hard-boiled school of crime fiction that emerged in the United States during the Great Depression. And I'll stop reading here, but if you read a bit further, you will find quite some debate over what defines film noir, because I think it's not a clear definition. But let's go with what most people understand as film noir look or as the film noir feeling these days. And if you look into that, if you look at typical pictures that are considered film noir, that already gives you a few ideas on how they look and how to get there. Well, the post-processing, in your case, is probably mostly the black and white conversion. And go back to episode 809 on this little podcast, because I talked about black and white conversion, how film works and how... and that is partially the key to get this similar look, because they used film and that film was black and white, and the way it looked and reacts to different wavelengths of the visual spectrum is going to help you recreate that effect much better. With early black and white, I would even go as far as trying to emulate an orthochromatic look. Orthochromatic is a look where old film that didn't see red, and everything that's red is much, much, much darker than the rest in the shot, which gives it some interesting contrast properties. The second is in the look, is the lighting in there, and it is often low-key. It's often a lot of the picture in the dark, in at least in these defining scenes, where if you look at the histogram, it's mostly on the left side of the histogram with just a few lights defining the subject and edges of a subject. So you are, as the viewer, have to fill in a lot of the blanks. And a way to do that is by using extensive backlighting, where you have the main lights behind your subject, and this way you only get the edges lit and the rest is not as well lit. Often you will also see silhouettes, and that's done with like a sparely lit background where they use backlights to define shapes but don't really light the scene too much from the front. There's also available light in there. Those visually defining scenes that people would consider film noir or defining the style, the visual style, typically play in artificial light situations, though, like indoors or in the night, at the night with street lighting. Now, here are two to-dos for you. Two things, a bit of homework. First, I would definitely recommend you do some more research. You go and read the Wikipedia article for film noir and follow some of those links in there to look at some of the examples. If you go to film noir, if you enter film noir in the search box in YouTube, for example, you will find snippets of lots of film noir films to help you see what that look looks like. I would watch a couple of the film noir movies, the real ones, the ones that kind of define the genre. A good example, again, from that Wikipedia article is Out of the Past from 1947, because it has all those ingredients of what most people equate with film noir. There's a cynical private detective, there's a femme fatale, there's some voiceover narration, and last but not least, just the typical look of what most people see in front of their inner eye when they hear film noir. I would recommend you study that look and you try to recreate it at home first. Practice before you work with your friends and models. You can practice that without wasting your friends' time, because that is, for a model, that is one of the most boring parts if the photographer doesn't have that down and takes a long time to try things out. If you do a bit of planning, you already did location scouting, that is great. You have props, that is great. But try to emulate the look back home with someone patient, maybe a shop window dummy or something. Anything that can help you learn that before you actually go out. And then when it comes to your actual photo shoot, you will be prepared and you can concentrate on getting the shots instead of fighting your lighting setups. Also, as you're from Munich, just a little plug here. In July, we will do a workshop specific to people photography around our Happy Shooting podcast. And that is going to be up here in Hanover, 2 days, where we go exactly into how to work with people and we practice that. So that is a good place to work. There's also a workshop in the end of May up in Berlepsch Castle here in Germany, that where we have booked a castle and we have a wonderful backdrop and great location and models and a model coach. And that is another excellent way to learn a bit more about how to work with people in front of the camera. And that was it for this week's episode of Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks again for your support, and thanks to Jimdo.com for supporting this episode. If you want to participate in the TFTTF Desert Island Challenge, you know what to do. Just remember the hashtag TFTTF Desert Island. No, I remember. Music for the show by Jeff Smith, silent partner Hansberger Kagrud Publishing, and Slack challenges by Release Pixie, Matt Rafsitter Armstead, Slack invitations by Chief Invitation Officer CIO Rusty Russ. It's interesting how I always mess up the same part of the show. My name is Chris Marquardt. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter at Chris Marquardt, Chris MARQUARDT. And of course, go out and take amazing photos. Be nice to each other and happy shooting.